Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma annahu qal farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr tuhratan lis-sa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafathi wa tu'matan lil-masakin. Rawahu Abu Dawud. In this hadith of Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made zakatul fitr obligatory on the fasting person. Zakatul fitr, over here, what we commonly know as sadaqatul fitr. So sadaqatul fitr is an obligation, is wajib upon every believer. And every believer who has the amount of nisab on the day of Eid. And they have to give sadaqatul fitr on behalf of themselves and on behalf of those family members who are minors, who have not yet reached the age of puberty. And they can also give on behalf of the other adults in the family as well, as long as those adults are informed beforehand and they give permission. And sadaqatul fitr needs to reach the poor on the day of Eid. So it has to be given, in our time, it has to be given before, well before in advance, to the charities who go and distribute the sadaqatul fitr. The two reasons mentioned by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one is tuhratan lis-sa'im min al-rafathi or min al-lagwi wal-rafath, and that one of the reasons for the obligation of sadaqatul fitr is as a form of purification for the fasting person. As a form of purification for the fasting person from futile activities and obscene talk, meaning any sort of shortcomings whilst he was fasting in the month of Ramadan, then those shortcomings, to compensate for them, sadaqatul fitr is wajib. And that's why some of the ulama have equated sadaqatul fitr to sajdah sahwa. When a person makes a mistake in salah and then does sajdah sahwa, they have said that sadaqatul fitr is similar. And it has been the practice of the Salaf from the time of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, that whenever they completed an action, they would perform istighfar. They would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they knew that their action, their ibadah was incomplete, had some shortcomings. And that's why at the end of Salah, we have Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, because of the shortcomings. And the Quran also mentions كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that the Sahaba used to sleep a little, meaning they used to perform long qiyam and tahajjud. And at the end, they were seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their shortcomings, even in that tahajjud. So this is one reason. And the second reason and the second benefit of sadaqatul fitr is وَتُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, so that the poor can have something to eat on the day of Eid. So, and this is our deen, it's complete. Even the ibadah has multiple benefits. So if you haven't yet taken out our sadaqatul fitr, and then the deadline will be today or tomorrow from the charities, so you should try and do it as soon as possible. It's an obligation on all of us, most likely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. Amin.